Welcome to the Leadership Team with Roger Weiland on ESPN Radio, because business is a sport.
Andrew, good to see you again. Let's start with what is the legacy, Andrew, that you are working so hard to leave to the next generation?
So the legacy is just to be the best that we could be and to have people know that we cared about them and that we did everything we could to help them along the way.
What is the secret to a great business strategy? And can you share one from the past with us that worked for you?
So I think the great business strategy is to be true to yourself, to be true to your people, and to develop the culture that everyone is part of the team. So from our receptionist to all the lawyers, we work together to make sure that we have the best, provide the best experience for our clients, that they can, we're available, that they can reach out to any one of us and to know that we care and that we're going to help them.
Andrew, advice for young people coming through college and trade schools as they enter the workforce?
You need to work hard to be successful. I think the biggest thing that we're seeing now is people don't want to put in the effort. They want to be on the top. They want to be the boss, but they don't want to put in the effort to work hard. So the harder you work, the luckier you're going to get, and the more successful you'll be.
What is the key to a successful partnership in business?
Key to successful partnership is having someone that you can trust, someone that you can rely on, and someone that you can talk to. Someone that if you have a problem, you can go to, but if you have an issue or want to discuss something, that you have that ability to just talk to somebody.
Andrew, please share your philosophy about competition, co-opetition, and the difference.
So we're in a very competitive market in the fields of criminal defense and personal injury that we do, and there's plenty of work to go around. So I've never tried to take a case from another law firm. I've never someone called trying to come to us if they weren't happy at another law firm. Never badmouth, never disparage anybody. There's plenty of cases to go along, and Albany's a small community, and your reputation is key. As far as co-opetition, there's a lot of cases that we have together that have multiple either defendants or multiple people that are injured, and we work collaboratively with a lot of different law firms. It's very good to be able to pick up the phone and be able to call another lawyer and say, hey, I want to discuss this issue. So we're lucky in Albany that we have a pretty good market, a lot of great lawyers that we can talk to and work with on cases if there's more than one person involved.
What's the biggest mistake most clients make when working with their attorney?
The biggest mistake that clients make when working with an attorney is not being truthful. It's telling us something that is untrue that later we take to a prosecutor or to a defense attorney and say, hey, this is what our client is telling us, and they can show that it's false. And that is the biggest detriment that we have in a case, is people not being truthful to us.
Our tagline on the leadership team is business is a sport. What similarities do you see?
So business is like sports. You have to put the effort in to work. You have to collaborate with those on your team, and you have to work together to make sure you're putting the best product together. No one person can do it all. You have to work together.
Well, I guess congratulations. High-profile big case that you just won. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So we represent a lot of police officers that are involved in what we consider to be justified shootings. And today, when the police discharge their weapon, oftentimes the district attorney's office or the attorney general's office is impaneling grand juries to review the work of the police. In this particular case, a member of the Cortland Police Department was assisting on an eviction process, and when they went in to do the eviction, a person had a gun trying to, you know, potentially commit suicide or to, you know, shoot at the police, and they went in, they tried all sorts of measures to get the person to dropped the weapon, gave all sorts of commands, and ultimately this person lifted the weapon and shot at the police, and they had to return fire. So the Cortland County District Attorney impaneled a grand jury to, you know, make sure that the police acted appropriately, and the grand jury did so. They voted a no true bill, determining that all the actions of the police were justified in this particular case.
Impressive. That's new?
That was new. That was a few weeks ago up, like I said, up near, right near the SUNY Cortland campus.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of publicity up in the Cortland area about it. The state police were involved. The county sheriff's office was involved. And the city of Cortland Police Department were involved all in a collaborative effort. A case that's in the press is definitely more difficult to deal with because everybody's eyes are on you, not just your client, not just the district attorneys, but the public. So when the case in the press, the district attorney's office tends to be more careful, not willing to potentially talk as much or negotiate as much because they know that everything that they do is potentially open for criticism later on.
The Leadership Team with Roger Weiland on ESPN Radio, because business is a sport.